T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on a Friday. Wichita State doing exactly what was prescribed yesterday, far and wide. Get after this team early, get up big and cruise late. Rest a lot of their frontline guys, get a very easy walkover win, Shane, and in they go with a very intriguing second-round matchup against the Temple Owls. So that'll be a lot of fun today as we get into that a little bit. KU, K-State take care of their business. KU's path to the final made much more easy now by, of all places, West Virginia. So an interesting Friday as we get going on this Sports Daily.
Yeah, you know, the upsets are coming. You just don't know from where. That West Virginia game was...
That was stunning.
Wire to wire, too.
Weird.
I mean, they opened up a can, West Virginia did, on Texas Tech. And, yeah, they eventually relinquished the lead late, like you figured that they would, you know, because of Texas Tech's urgency. But, man, West Virginia.
Weathered the storm, though, man.
Yeah, and the bubble teams don't want that to keep up. You know, bubble teams are rooting for chalk, and West Virginia ain't it. Although, I don't know if anybody thinks that they got enough steam to win at all, you know, in Kansas City. But anyway, Wichita State, they kind of listened to us, didn't they? They got up by
a little bit.
Got up by a dozen at half. There was never really a fear after that. They got, it was like a 10-0 run that got them up, you know, 20-plus. You mentioned it. No shocker really was extended minutes-wise. Dexter Dennis played 24 minutes. That was the most.
That was it.
And that was really good to see. Now, I know I feel like I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here, in that that was a perfect prescription for if you want to try to win 4 games in 4 days game. But down the stretch, that was hard to look at. They made like one basket in their last 8 minutes. And I know the subs the substitution patterns were far different than you're ever going to have during crunch time, or when the game really matters. Because when the game really mattered, Wichita State was 20 points better than these guys, just like I said yesterday. But a couple of things that are still kind of sticking in my craw here, Bruce, is Marcus McDuffie was only 2 for 6 and missed all of his threes. So his late season slump kind of is continuing. And I feel like if they're going to pull this off tonight, he's got to break out of it, doesn't he? I know he's getting a lot of help, and that's good.
Yeah, they shot 52% with their regulars. Generally, they shot about 52%, and looked pretty good. You know, they still do head scratching things on occasion that lead to turnovers, passes into double teams, telegraphing, things like that that make you say, "What do they see that I don't?" But that's okay. By and large, their performance was, I think, the kind that you really need and want to have going into this game today. Now, look, if you're saying to me that Marcus McDuffie has got to pull more of the load from the front today, I'd listen to that, because I think they need the really good Marcus McDuffie to win this game. I do. I think he's got to have range. But I don't know. I think all in all, it's just what the doctor ordered. McDuffie having a 4 of 7 day, right, and knocking down a couple of 3 balls, it was pretty much really what you wanted to have. Imposing your will, being the better team, imposing your will, and then beating their ass, basically.
And the three-headed monster thing in the pivot, which we thought would be worth watching, worth monitoring, fun to watch, whatever. Those three guys went crazy. I had the combined numbers here a minute ago. Between Poor Bear, Echenique, and Midgard, I'll do some quick math here for you. 27 points and 18 rebounds.
Yeah.
From the Shocker
You'll take
five
that
guys.
From the five hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no
so,
question.
And so, like I said, I'm getting picky here. And normally I'm not that guy at this time of the year. But I think you maybe brought me back, you know, because when it mattered, Wichita State was humming along pretty good.
Yeah. And everything changes today or tonight, and we all know that. They're playing a better team.
Yep.
The matchup is more is far more intriguing and more challenging. But I don't know. Isn't Wichita – I don't know if they're playing with house money, but I think that the pressure's on Temple, right? I mean, isn't the pressure on Temple? I think it probably is. I mean
– But here's the other thing. They're three guys that they really count on have been through it, starting with Shiz Alston. Mm-hmm. They got three really good guys in Quentin Rose, Shiz Alston, and Nate Pierre St. Louis, or Nate Pierre Louis, and those guys went off in Wichita. And that game was a long time ago. I get it, mm-hmm. but they're really good at turning you over, and they're really good in sheer steals. So this is a different Shane, this is a different kind of game altogether. That ECU
no question.
Team was a walkthrough. That was a walkthrough.
No question. That team's bad. That team's bad. And if that game had gone any other way, had been tighter or more dramatic, it would have been a warning sign. But here's my deal. I keep going back to this. And past performance is no indication of future results.
Agree.
But Wichita State was up 13 with, what, 2.5 minutes left, 3 minutes? What was it, 3:21? I can't remember exactly what it was. But if they were up 13 at home down the stretch against a team that really they hadn't played that well against. I mean, I they turned the ball over a ton.
They did turn it over 21 times. You said yesterday it was 21, yep.
Yeah, 21 times.
And Temple got 30 points off of turnovers that day.
Exactly. So, now look, Temple is, by any measure this year, a better squad. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
They beat them head-to-head in Wichita on the road. They won five more games than they did. They finished third. The Shockers finished sixth. By any measure, Temple is the better basketball team. But I think Wichita State has enough going for it that it probably makes Fran Dunphy and his staff a little bit nervous today.
And that was a long time ago.
Sure.
Midgard DNP'd in that game. He's a far different player.
Guards are much more mature.
Yeah.
Much more mature.
Yeah, that's true.
They make better. We think
Jamarius
they
Burton
make better
running,
decisions.
Wasn't running the point
right.
at that point. It was
nope.
Ricky Torres. He started that game. Ricky Torres did.
Hey, you roll it out and see what goes. But I don't know. I haven't checked the morning line. I'm not sure what the line is.
It's not out yet.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye on it throughout the course of the show and see if it comes out.
I'm sure the Temple will be a slight favorite, but I'll bet you it's not much.
All right, 869-1240, if you got thoughts on what we saw last night, what basically was a glorified shoot-around for Wichita State. We'll get much tougher tonight over on KEYN, 8 o'clock tip or thereabouts. Dennis is first up. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Last night's game looked like for the starters anyway, a 30-minute scrimmage is about what it amounted to. And then that last 11 minutes with the walk-ons and what have you, and it just wasn't very good watching, especially after I stayed up that late to watch.
No kidding. It ended at like 11:14 or something like that.
Yeah, it was late.
Yeah,
that put up. Now, tonight against Temple. Now, it's very simple to me. You've got Austin, Rose, and Pierre Louis those are the guys that are going to beat you. They beat you last time. And what bothers me about Wichita State is the fact, unlike the prior coaching staff that was here, now all those guys are gone from our great Final Four team and all of that. Unlike that, we don't seem to be able to make adjustments for what we have to fight. Our defense will be exactly the same as it has been all year long, although we know in advance those three guys are the only thing that can beat us tonight.
Yeah, but you also had three lockdown individual on-ball defenders under that regime that you're talking about, too, and Wichita State doesn't have anything of the kind now. And Haynes Jones, Torres, Burton, or Stevenson.
You can make the argument for Van Vliet, Baker, Cotton, and Wessel. I mean, those guys were all...
They could guard those guys that you're talking about.
Those guys could all guard.
Well, I'm not going back to the individual players. I'm talking about the assistant coaches that made adjustments for what we were... Oh. They'd do their scout. They'd make adjustments for every team. The assistants did that.
I hear you, The Jimmies and the Joes matter quite a bit when you make those adjustments, too. They're the ones that are adjusting to it, and Wichita State doesn't have the individual talent once you do make those adjustments like they did even 5 years ago. I mean, it's...
They might have, I might argue with talent, it's just not there yet. I mean, it's evolving talent. I think defensively, this has been, I don't know what you think, Dennis, I think this has been a pretty damn good team defensively down the stretch. I was looking at numbers last night. This team has played very good defensively down the last 8-9 games. It's one of the reasons they're, 8-2 in their last 10 or whatever the number is now, 9-2 in their last 11.
I think they're 10-2 in their last 12 now.
Yeah, so, something like that. And they've held 8 of their last 10 opponents to 40% or less from the field. Teams are shooting just 38% against them over their last 10 games. Now, the Shockers aren't shooting much better, just 38% themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But defensively, I think this team is as good right now as it's been at any time in the season. So we'll have to see. And Dennis is right. I, on one thing, I agree with you totally. Those three guys are the guys that are going to beat you.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that are going to beat you. But sometimes you end up tipping your hat to teams because they can just be better than you even if you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's going to be the case tonight. But those guys, Burton and Dennis and those guys know that there's a particular defensive onus on them tonight, maybe even more importantly than what they do offensively. So we'll see.
Nobody for Temple on that January 6th afternoon, except for those three guys, shot more than 5 times.
Right.
So you know where it's coming from. Yes, mm-hmm. You do.
Yes.
But on the other hand, those three were a big part of why Temple won, but Wichita State throwing the ball away and just giving them extra possessions, to me, did it more than anything. Those three combined to shoot 2 for 6.
Absolutely.
They shot 2 for 16 combined from three-point range. So it wasn't really that. It was those 30 points off turnovers that Wichita State had, and Marcus McDuffie had 5 of them, 5 turnovers in that game, that Wichita State lost when they had an 11-point lead with 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. That's inexplicable. So you can say all you want about Shiz Alston, Nate Pierre-Louis, and Quentin Rose, and you should because those guys are the engine that drives that thing. But number one, the Shockers should have won that game, period. And number two, that was a hell of a long time ago. A lot of things have changed. And to your point, I think Wichita State is better defensively. They're certainly rebounding better. They did exactly what they needed to do on the boards last night. And it might come down to, again, this is a clash of wills. Temple is fueled by its guards, and Wichita State, frankly, when they're running at a high rate offensively, are funneling their offense through their post players.
Yeah, they are.
And they're really delivering and really opening things up for everybody else. But opening things up for everybody else only works when you're hitting your perimeter shots, when you're going the inside out.
When Midgard catches the ball high, he's almost unstoppable down low. He's so strong. And his drop step has improved so much. And his touch around the basket is improving even as we watch from game to game. He could have a really frightening 2 years at Wichita State left. Because his acquisition of knowledge and skill seems to be picking up at an accelerated rate. Don't you think he looks better now than he did a month ago? And he looked a hell of a lot better a month ago than he did 2 months ago.
I can't disagree.
Dennis talks about adjustments, how about the adjustments and the learning that Midgard has made in the way that he plays? Now, a lot of it is where the ball is delivered. And I watch Shocker guards, and if you're giving him a pass at the waist level, forget it.
Yeah.
He's going to get tied up. Yep. It's too much to ask of him to unravel all of that. But if you give him the ball chest high or better, and he's able to just turn quickly off of a pass, man, I'm telling you, he is a real, real force, a real force. And I love the enthusiasm that he plays with, too. He mm-hmm. plays with great enthusiasm and great energy. And I love what Poor Boy brings to the table. He's a little less refined around the basket. Poor Bear Chandler, rather. Mm-hmm. He's got some upside, doesn't he, Shane?
I don't think you should sleep on him either, yeah.
I don't either. He
doesn't look a whole lot different than Echenique, except mm-hmm. for just a teeny tiny bit of polish.
Right.
Here's another thing about those three. They're only as good as the entry feeds they get. And I didn't think.
Yes, they are.
Now, looking back at it, feeding the posts and the entry passes weren't really worth a damn the first month of the season. And they can't do anything if they're not fed the ball in good positions when they pin their guy down. And I felt like there were some times that the guards were still getting used to them posting that hard, or I don't know, they were thinking shoot first, pass second, and then by the time, they thought about entering the post, the guy was covered up. Because, those
sure.
windows get closed. Those guys that get pinned on Midgard and Echenique's back, they don't stay back there the whole time. You got to fight to get over the top, and they get some help. But the entering in the post and the post feeds have gotten so much better. And those guys, they got after it last night. Echenique, 14 points and 9 rebounds. Midgard had 10 points and 7 rebounds. And Poor Bear only got 10 minutes, but he had 3 points and two rebounds.
But he was active.
He was active.
Poor Bear, he was active. That position is a position of strength now collectively for that basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them bring size and strength, energy, and improving athleticism to that position. So, And in the here and the now, I think it's big. But, boy, how about down the line? Because it gives Wichita State a look in this league that really no one else has.
Yeah.
They've got 40 minutes of three competent guys in the five position.
Yep.
So, but that's neither here nor there. That's down the line. We'll see what ends up happening. But I thought they looked good last night. I really did. I thought their guard play was solid. Marcus McDuffie is obviously a huge X factor. You'd love to see him shoot a high percentage tonight. Continues to lead, and he still ended up scoring 15, but he did, and he's getting to the line. What did he get to the line, 15 times last night?
He was 11 for 12.
11 for 12, excuse me. And so overall, 12 times to the line.
Overall, yeah. They got to the foul line 27 times. That's, you'll definitely take that.
Sure. So it'll be interesting to see tonight. It's a really fun, interesting matchup for Wichita State.
It'll be
certainly not one that's out of their reach.
It'll be a clash of wills, too, who gets to impose their will. What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets, where the Friday lunch special is your choice of a quarter-pound hamburger or cheeseburger with fries for just $5.95 or specialty burger with fries for just $6.50 today. That's out at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets. Directly after the show, UConn and Houston, and then Memphis and UCF right here on KFH. So our American Conference Tournament coverage continues here on KFH. Wichita State and Temple over on KEYN. Mike, Bob, and Dave will go on the air at 7 and then tip shortly after 8. When that is, who knows. But anyway, that's what's on tap later on tonight. Coming up next segment, KU and K-State both survive. Nevada dodged a bullet on the national scene, and Texas Tech did not, as we mentioned in the first segment. We'll talk about that. Our challenging athletic director question continues on Twitter. Plus, Major League Baseball has made some rule changes this year and next. We'll talk about that. And then an hour from now, we'll talk to NFL draft guru John Ledyard. It'll be an interesting and fun talk with John. He's from the Draft Network. He'll join us on the hotline 1025. And then OTD, courtesy of Superior Rents. 869-1240 if you want to join the conversation. Friday Sports Daily continues after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.